Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello folks, how are you doing? Just recording this as a quick message, not a full episode of the podcast, but a quick message from me to you because I want to talk about the British Podcast Awards, the Listener's Choice category. You know, don't you? Of course you know. Luke's English Podcast is in with a chance of winning, and I just felt a disturbance in the force this weekend. My intuition just told me that this year could be the year for Luke's English Podcast. And I think that the podcast is in with a chance. But the only way that that could happen is if I somehow manage to activate all of those ninjas out there. Now, I've had lots of indications from Facebook and stuff that people have been writing there saying that they'd voted. Also on my website, and some emails and stuff have been coming in from people saying, "Done, Luke, I voted. Thanks for your podcast. Thanks for helping us with our English. You deserve this. I voted for you." If you have done that, thank you very, very much. If you voted for Luke's English Podcast, thank you so much. It means a lot. And this kind of thing, you know, like awards and stuff like that, it's sort of symbolic. And these kinds of things become like milestones for something like a podcast. And, you know, when you're doing a project like this, you know, something like a podcast, which is free and stuff like that, you kind of need to achieve certain milestones. And winning awards, even though it's kind of just an award, really, winning an award can be a symbolic thing which shows that you're getting somewhere, that you're actually, you know, managing to make some progress. And also, it's like a flag that you can wave, or a banner that you can show to people, as if to say, look, this is a proper thing. It's not just some guy with a microphone. I mean, it is just some guy with a microphone, but it's more than that. Look, the listeners enjoy this podcast a lot, and they appreciate it, and they voted for it more than they voted for other podcasts. So that means this is a significant thing. Because, you know, I'm trying to build a podcastle here. I'm trying to build my own podcastle so I can live in it, you know, like a respectable pod king. And any decent podcastle needs flags, right? You need flags, don't you, to fly from the top of the castle. I don't know if this metaphor works at all, come to think of it. But anyway, what I'm saying is that I need to be able to fly the flag of victory from the top of the tower on my podcastle. And the only way that I can do that is with your help. It's very hard to build a podcastle on your own. You need other people to help you. And you obviously do help me by listening to the podcast. And I know from my statistics that I've got quite a lot of you out there in the world who regularly listen to my episodes. And I'm asking you to just do me a favour here in return for the free stuff that I've been giving you. And that is to go to British Podcast Awards, BRITISHPODCASTAWARDS. BritishPodcastAwards.com/vote, VOTE, and then search for Luke's English Podcast and vote for Luke's English Podcast, please. Because if I can just get like those of you out there, those people who are probably thinking, oh, I don't need to do it for whatever reason, like, oh, I can't be bothered, like my phone is just there with the internet on it, or I'm sitting in front of my computer, which is on the internet, but nah, I think I'll just not bother. If I could just get you to bother to do this, then it could be a big deal, you see, and it could mean that I can fly the flag, I can fly this particular flag from the top of my, at the moment, fairly modest podcastle, in an attempt to, I don't know, what, Other people will be like, oh, look, there's a podcastle over there. That's good. Yes. So you, I'm asking you, please, if you can be bothered, please do be bothered to just type into your browser, britishpodcastawards.com/vote, and vote for Luke's English Podcast. It would mean the world to me. And I think that it would be nice, you see. It would be really nice. They're going to have the award ceremony next Saturday. That's what? What date is that? Next Saturday. I think it's the 19th of May. I'm not sure. The award ceremony will be happening on the 19th of May. And I'm going to see if I can go. I'm going to try and make it. It's going to be difficult to go because it's in London. And as you know, I'm in Paris. And I work on Saturdays. The award ceremony is on a Saturday evening, and I work on Saturdays. So it would mean having to rush away from work to get on the Eurostar train to go to London. I expect that I would hang out with my fellow podcasting friend, Moz, who you know from previous episodes of this podcast. Moz is the guy who does Murder Mile podcast, the true crime podcast. He's actually nominated for a British Podcast Award this year in the true crime category. His podcast, which is all about true stories of horrible murders that took place in London in the past, he's nominated for a podcast award. I really hope he wins. You can't vote for him, by the way, because he's in one of the categories, one of the nominated categories. And that's going to be chosen by their panel of judges. The only award that you can vote for is the Listener's Choice Award. And that's the one that I'm sort of hoping for. I wonder if I'll get it. Only you can decide, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you whether I actually get this or not. I'm just sitting here kind of hoping, praying, wondering whether or not it's actually possible. But you're the ones who can actually make it happen. So I hope that you do, because that would be nice. It's my birthday soon. Listen to me begging. Am I begging or am I persuading you? I don't know. But if it makes a difference, I can tell you that it's my birthday just a couple of days after the voting closes for this. So that would be a nice birthday present, wouldn't it? If you're thinking, oh, what shall I get for Luke for his birthday? Well, you could get me a vote. That's right, britishpodcastawards.com/vote. Search for Luke's English Podcast and just click vote. That would be a nice little birthday present. Oh, yes, it would. So, yeah, if that makes a difference, it's a fairly small thing for you. One small step for man, one giant leap for Luke's English Podcast. One small step for man or woman. Or animal. I don't know if you're an animal listening to this. You're probably not. That's ridiculous, Luke. Don't be stupid. You've made that joke before. Okay. Right, you get the idea anyway. The voting closes on the 17th of May, right? 17th of May. So that is Thursday of this week. So come on, get your skates on. Don't hang around. Don't put it off. Don't think, oh, I'll just do it later. It's not the washing up, okay? You need to do it sooner rather than later. Don't leave it until the last minute because it might be too late. So get your skates on and pick up your phone, which I imagine you're using to listen to this. So it's there, and just go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote and vote for Luke's English Podcast, and then everything will be all right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if everything will be all right then. I don't know what is going to happen regarding the global political situation, if somehow the great powers on Earth will manage to resolve all their differences. But I like to imagine that somehow promoting my podcast is a step in the right direction rather than a step in the wrong direction. You see what I mean? If you're worried about the threat of World War III, which is apparently sort of closer than it has been for a while, considering what's going on with our great leaders in all of our countries and how there's all sorts of dodgy things going on that front. But voting for Luke's English Podcast in the British Podcast Awards, I would imagine, would be a step in the right direction, because it's all about bringing people together and communicating and being diplomatic and not resorting to threats and violence and all those sorts of things. So no, it's a vote for Luke's English Podcast is a vote for peace on earth, peace and love between men, women, and any other denomination that you choose to recognize. Love and respect and learning English, that's what I promote with my podcast, and that's not bad, is it? No, it's not. Okay, 17th of May, that's your last chance to vote. So do it now with the phone, which I imagine you're using to listen to this, or indeed the computer, which I expect has an internet connection. I'm now just rambling on at this point, but please do vote for the podcast. Cheers. Thank you. Let's see. You can expect some podcast stuff coming towards you soon. I spoke to my friend Paul Taylor on the rooftop of my flat on Friday, and we recorded an episode of his vlog, his video blog on YouTube, which some of you have seen. You can go to Paul Taylor's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for Paul Taylor and check out vlog number 12, and you'll see Paul talking to me on the rooftop about learning languages. And I kind of attempted to give my advice about learning languages in a brief video, which was difficult because there's so much to say on that subject, as you know. But I managed to get in some bits of advice for people who are, you know, looking for tips on learning languages. But after we recorded that video, I sat down with Paul and we recorded two episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Unfortunately, Amber wasn't available because her husband had taken the bridge. Do you remember that? The bridge, I told you about that in a recent episode. Basically, because Thursday was a public holiday in France, lots of people took the bridge. That means they took Friday off, creating a long weekend. So her husband had taken Friday off, and so Friday was like a family day for her, and she spent the day with her husband and her son. So she wasn't available for Paul to join Paul and me. But anyway, I got two episodes with Paul, and they'll be arriving soon on Luke's English Podcast. And I managed to record a video for one of the episodes. And if it all works out, if I manage to edit it all correctly and I don't, you know, lose all of the data somehow, if my computer manages to handle the editing of a long video, then that video will be available. And what I'm going to do is put the video on the website and also in the app. So if you're a website user, if you're an app user, then you'll get access to the video of Paul and me talking for about an hour. And then, yeah, so you'll get the video and you'll get two audio episodes as well. So I videoed the first one and didn't video the second one because I'd run out of memory space on my camera thing. Fascinating details, right? Inside information. A behind the scenes look there at what goes on behind the camera and behind the microphones at Luke's English Podcast. All right, then. So you could expect some stuff coming towards you soon, video stuff, podcast related stuff featuring Paul. And you can look forward to that. And of course, LEP Premium is on its way. It's in the pipeline, I promise, but it's not ready yet. So don't sign up for anything yet. It's not ready. The content's not there. I'm busy. And I'm tired, very tired at the moment, because I've had a busy time, and also the baby was awake in the middle of the night last night, and I was up for about an hour and a half at a very ungodly hour. I think I was up between 3:30 and 5 a.m. Just trying to get the baby back to sleep. I think she had a fairly exciting weekend because my parents were here. And there was lots of busyness, lots of people visiting, and we did lots of stuff, and it was very exciting. And she got sort of a bit overexcited, and in the middle of the night she woke up and she was just excited, and she was refusing to go back to sleep. And so I had to pick her up and walk around with her and try to encourage her to go to sleep in my arms. And when she did, you know, her eyes would slowly shut. After, 15 to 20 minutes in my arms, her eyes would start to shut, and I'd put her down in her cot. And as soon as she realized that she wasn't in my arms anymore, she'd wake up and start crying. And so I'd have to pick her up again and walk around and try and help her get back to sleep. So, you know, just the usual stuff of being a dad, but also, you know, just being busy doing other things, working. And I've still not over my bad throat. I've got a dry, painful, sore throat, and I've got a blocked up nose. The weather has gone all wrong. Last week it was lovely. As you will see from the video with Paul, the sky was blue, lots of sunshine, but now the clouds are back and it's raining and it's a bit chilly and it's all a bit miserable, really. I just hope that, I just wish the sun would properly come back, but you know, you can never really rely on it. Even in Paris, we get British weather up here, even though we're in France, it's still British weather. So the sun never properly comes out, it seems. Anyway, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, a bit tired. Have pity on me and vote for Luke's English Podcast in the British Podcast Awards. I don't know if that will help cure my sore throat, but it won't hurt. It will be nice. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to record this message just in order to encourage you to vote for the podcast in the awards. I think you got that message, didn't you? I think you did. All right, then. Look forward to podcast stuff coming soon. But for now, from this unsponsored and brief message. Brief? I don't know if it's brief. From me to you now, I'll just say goodbye until the next time. All right? Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.